한 곳 예보고 예보고 인수고 아멘.
There are signs that are all around us. There are physical signs. We have stop signs, we have go signs, we have signs that both say turn left and turn right. We have social signs, or we sometimes say social cues. When to speak, when not to speak. What to say and what not to say. We have natural signs. We have the clouds. We have temperature. And we have wind. And we also have astronomical signs. We have the planets. We have the stars. And we also have the moon that can tell us where we are and what's coming. But there are also spiritual signs. There are dreams, there are sermons, there are readings from the Gospels, and there's our conscience. All of these are spiritual signs. And when we receive signs, unfortunately, very often, we ignore them. Unfortunately, when we receive signs, we don't want to believe them, or we ascribe it to a coincidence. It just happened. And that's nice, and I'm going to continue with my life. In today's gospel, the Pharisees saw all the signs of Christ. They saw what he has done. They saw the miracles he performed, and yet they still demanded a sign from God, a sign from Christ to prove to him, or prove to them, that he is the Messiah. And Christ says, I will give you only one sign, and that's the sign of Jonah. That is, I will be buried like Jonah was for 3 days, and I will come out. I will come out on the third day. But unfortunately, even this sign, the Pharisees missed. They didn't want to believe it, and they ignored it. And all of us, unfortunately, we miss signs. We ignore signs, and what ends up happening is it causes us pain and grief when we miss them, and we realize that we've missed them. 10 years ago, I moved to Texas, and I bought a new car when I moved here, and then I decided, I bought a new car, and I drove it for a year, and then after 1 year, I received a letter in the mail saying that my inspection was up, and I had to get it inspected and registered once again. It was from the Department of Motor Vehicles for Texas. And I, growing up in New Jersey for 25 years, was under the assumption it's every 2 years. Because in New Jersey, it's every 2 years you have to register your car. So I said, oh, it'll be 2 years. It's mistaken. They sent it incorrectly. I don't have to worry about this. So I ignored that letter. A couple of weeks later, I come down from my apartment to get into my car, and I see right on the window shield a big neon orange sticker that says your inspection is up, you need to get your car registered again and inspect it. After peeling that off, and I tell you it is not easy to peel that off, and there's still some glue I think there from 9 years ago, I said, oh, it's a mistake, who's doing this? And I thought it was a neighbor that was trying to be a good neighbor to do this for me. And I thought they could, and they didn't know where I lived, so they just decided to do that. Fine. A week or two later, I'm driving, and I get pulled over by the police because they noticed that my inspection sticker had expired. And they said, Mister, your inspection sticker has expired. You need to get it inspected and re-registered. And I remember, as I said, it was a Friday. And I said, Monday's my day off. I'll go on Monday to get inspected and everything. He says, all right. I didn't tell them that. I said, I'm going now. I lied, unfortunately. But I said, okay, I'll do it right now. And I said, I did. And you'll see what happens, why it's not good to lie to police. But I said, I'll do it right now. And I said, I'll do it in my mind on Monday. And I went, and I said, fine. The weekend goes by. Monday morning, with my whole family, we decide we're going to go down, and we're going to do our shopping, and I'll go take the car to get registered and inspected. And I go downstairs. And we get to the place where the parking spot is, and I look to my right, and there's no car. I look to the left, and there's no car. And I look everywhere, and I say to myself, I'm not that old. I'm only 25, 26. My car has to be here somewhere. And I'm looking, and then I realize that they had come, and they had towed it away. They took my car. So after figuring out where my car was impounded and $500 later paying the impound fee, I learned the hard way that we need to listen to signs. We need to listen to all the signs that God gives us. And we cannot assume it is a mistake or it's just a coincidence, but that in reality, God is sending us a sign, or the Department of Motor Vehicles, whoever's in charge, God is sending us a sign to tell us what to do. And we need to listen to those signs and follow them, or else we will suffer for it. This is the problem with the Pharisees in today's gospel. They thought they knew better than Christ. They thought they knew what was going on. They knew the Torah. They knew the law. They knew their Bible much better, they thought, than Christ. And what does Christ do? He doesn't try to prove to them through signs that he is the Son of Man. He doesn't try and say, all right, I'm going to show you one more. Watch this and do something. No, because they had already seen all the signs that he has done. They had seen the healings. They had seen the exorcisms. They had seen even the storm being calm. They have seen all of these things. And yet they still demand a sign from Christ. And this is why Christ calls them an evil and adulterous nation. Or generation. I forget what the English is. But he calls them this because they do not follow the signs. They decide to follow other things and believe other things. And yet, he gets frustrated, and he calls them these names. And all of us, I think, would be frustrated if we were in Christ's position. As I said, all of you, not myself, present company excluded, all of you are good, kind, honest people. And you say this, and you believe this, and this is true. But when somebody comes up to you and says, prove to me that you're telling the truth, and this is not once, or twice, or three times, but every time they speak with you, they doubt your honesty. You're going to get mad. You're going to get frustrated. You're going to say, how many times do I have to prove to you that I am telling the truth? And eventually, you're going to call them probably an evil and adulterous nation. So you're going to get upset. But you will call them something. And that's why Christ then responds and he says, the only sign I'm going to give you is the sign of Jonah. That is a sign of resurrection, the sign of life. And this sign, unfortunately, is so often ignored in our lives today, the sign of life. This is the greatest sign that anyone can receive from Christ to believe in him. And we have this in all of our services, in our faith. It is constantly being reminded to us, constantly being spoken and taught to us, this sign of life. So the question then is, what is the sign of life? Where do we see it? How can we have ignored it this long? Well, besides the words that are used in the prayers, like resurrection and life, we have the cross, one of the greatest symbols of life. The symbol of death has become the symbol of life, and it is the empty cross. Christ is not on it anymore. He's resurrected. And this is now the sign of life. In all of our movements in the church, those are signs of life. The bowing down, the sign of the cross, and even hugging and kissing one another are signs of life. We have all of these things. And the greatest of them, I would say, is even Holy Communion, the body and blood of Christ. That when we receive this, we become one with him. This is why the priest says, Sa e yang, this is life. Right here. If you have any doubts for this past hour and a half of the service that you have been ignoring, or daydreaming, or not paying attention, or looking at someone who walked in, or looking at that person's hairstyle, or this, or that, whatever it is, or their high singing, if you've been distracted by anything, wake up. This is life right here. And if you have any doubts of that, you better say something to me afterwards. Okay? This is life, the priest says. And then we receive it, the body and blood of Christ, and we become one with Christ, but we also become one with all those who have gone on before us. All of our loved ones who have passed away. They are not dead somewhere in another universe waiting for us to join them. They are here now. They are here now worshiping with us, praying with us, and glorifying God with us. This is the reality. This is life. And this is something that in this world today, unfortunately, that is full of so much death and fear, is missing. We don't hear enough of life. We hear a lot about death. And it is up to us as Christians to preach life to everyone we meet. So the questions really are, first, are we still, in our personal lives, demanding signs from God? Are we making a deal with God in order to trust Him? Are we saying, God, send me a sign so I know what to do? It's not wrong to say that. It's wrong to say that and then ignore the sign and keep asking for it. That's wrong. But if we ask Him, send me a sign so I know what to do. Should I take this job? Should I move to this place? Should I do this or that? That's not bad. But when He sent you 15 signs, God will get a little tired of that. Okay? Look at the signs. That's the first thing. Are we asking for the signs and are we listening to them? And like I said, the second one is, are we ignoring those signs? Are we ignoring the people that God sends into our lives? Are we ignoring the events? Are we ignoring the dreams we have? And saying, oh, that was just something I ate last night. That's not a dream. That's not a real sign from God. What is it that's being sent to us? It might not be what we want to hear. And it's very often the case. But we have to listen to those signs and follow them. Because in either case, we are missing the sign of life. The sign that God has given to us. And I said, if you follow me, if you listen to me, I guarantee you, you will have everlasting life. I did not say you will have an easy life. Two different things. I did not say you will live in comfort your whole life. I will give you eternal life. And it's up to us whether or not to hear those signs, to follow them, and to believe them. Or to be like the Pharisees that keep on saying, give us a sign when we really don't want. Amen.